Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I want to make sure we get one of these up. So we're on a little earlier than normally. We're going to be here all day anyway, so I just want to make sure we get a good post show up. I do want to grab a couple calls here. This is Alex in Wichita, Kansas, who's on the phone. Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
What can I do for you?
Hey, I was just letting you know that you can post that video of me from Saturday on Instagram.
What video is that?
Of me dancing on the stage with my shirt off.
Oh, are you a teapot guy?
I don't know, teapot.
Oh, teapot. So, listen, you won't know unless you were there, but I brought Alex up on stage, and we played a game, and he kind of lost, but I said, hey, I'm not going to post this on the internet, I promise, and so I didn't. I never posted anything about it, and people were begging me, post a teapot guy. Wouldn't do it. Are you sure this is you?
I'm 100% sure.
How can he prove it?
I don't know. What do you do for a living?
Ooh, there we go.
I inspect airplane
That's
components
it. Yeah, it's him.
At Textron Aviation.
Alex!
Unless he just heard the guy, but he got pretty specific. Yeah, it's funny. But again, I was going to be a man of my word. As funny as it was, I was not going to post what he did on stage. It wasn't bad. It just was like, if you do this, because he won a bunch of money doing it. How much money did I give you?
$110.
Nice.
It's awesome.
I just threw all the money out of my pocket. I had to take it all. Okay, thank you, Alex, for that. Then I will go and go through the archives and post that if you're cool with it. I appreciate you coming to the show. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. I had a great time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. And okay, well, maybe not today, but tomorrow I may get the teapot guy up. It's a really funny segment. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Christine is on. Christine, you are on the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
Oh, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, Amy. So I'm a little behind on the podcast. I've been medical issues, but I know you are. You guys have been talking about an easier way to call like an ex-husband or a reverse husband. So I wanted to share with you what I call mine, and I call him my wasband.
Oh, wasband.
Did we toy with
that? Wasband.
I don't know about the was.
Yeah.
I know we did reverse.
I feel like if we just said wasband real quick, people would just think they heard husband.
Speech impediment.
Yeah, it's tough.
With Amy and your struggle with R's and W's anyway.
Yeah. He's my wasband.
I think wasband's funny. It's like Elmer Fudd, but that would be difficult for us here.
My wasband.
I like that though, my wasband. But then you have to address it every time.
Right.
Not that we don't when we say reverse husband. But at least people...
Yeah, I mean, we have to figure something out because I just barely even... every time I bring him up, I stutter around it. Like, Ben, you know, when we were married, husband.
Now, what about your ex?
Like, well, that's what we said, is she didn't like that.
Well, yeah. The ex?
I guess I could ask Ben what he says to people.
Probably ex-wife.
Yeah. He's not...
Probably doesn't talk about you.
He's not doing a show.
That's true, too. Christine, we appreciate that. Thank you for calling us.
You got it. Have a good one, guys.
All right,
bye.
See you later.
Thank you.
Lunchbox is all upset about some lunch thing.
Hmm?
Are you going on the lunch today?
Yeah.
So he's upset at our... Not that he has to go. He's upset at our company because of why?
Because we did some contest, I don't know, where they get to come to Nashville and eat with some members of the Bobby Bones Show for lunch. And we're not
coming up here, too. It's part of, they're going to come see and hang out with all of us, myself included, in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not going to get to go eat at a Nashville staple restaurant. We're going to a hotel restaurant, like, that has nothing to do with Nashville. Just some random hotel. We're going to go to the restaurant inside the hotel. Like, wouldn't we go to, like, one of the hot chicken places, what Nashville is known for? Seems really dumb for people to be, whoever's higher up, to be making those kind of decisions.
What's the name of the place?
It's just a hotel. I don't know.
But there are nice restaurants in hotels.
Yeah, like...
It's not... You don't come to Nashville and be like, I'm going to go to that hotel restaurant.
It depends what it is. There are hotel restaurants that when friends come to town, we take them there because it's really good.
I'm confused. Why is he so mad about this?
Like, when you come to Nashville...
I don't even ask that anymore.
No. Listen, when you go to Nashville to eat, you know, something... Oh, you went to eat with the Bobby Bones Show? Did you go to one of those Nashville restaurants, the hot chicken place? No, we went to a restaurant, a hotel that I've never heard of.
I think the first question is, who's the Bobby Bones Show? Instead of what? But you don't know what it is. Morgan, do you know?
Yeah, it's called the Pool Club. It's at Virgin Hotels.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds nice. Cool.
And it is a cool spot, and it's close to here. I think they were doing it for convenience of the show, that it's close
by. So he's getting mad since they bent over backward to make sure it was convenient for the show.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, it's nice. Rooftop.
No, I'm not saying
it's super fancy.
It looks
hold
so
on,
cute.
Guys.
Oh,
wait, it's by the pool?
Oh, you have a downtown view.
Oh, my God.
You can see Nashville.
DJ Pauly D?
Never said it wasn't nice. It's just not... when people come, you don't say, oh, you should go to the Pool Top Club. You say, you should go to Hattie B's. You should go to Prince's Hot Chicken.
Maybe they're going to do that.
But that's what I'm saying.
And maybe they have hot chicken there.
They don't have hot chicken.
Oh,
this
wait,
is going to be
I'm
a lot more expensive than a Hattie B's.
Summer brunch menu, Nashville hot chicken.
Oh, there's a Nashville hot
chicken breakfast.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
And they get to see the skyline.
That's funny.
But they are not known for their hot chicken.
This is not the only meal they're getting to eat here. Hey, Scuba Steve, would you like to add to this?
Yeah, I mean, this idea was picked between me and someone else named Rick. We thought it was a nice place. We want to take them somewhere nice.
I would go nice.
And Hattie B's is basic. Like, anyone can get that anywhere.
And the line is long.
Oh, man, the line's
like,
a long.
Yeah, I'm not waiting in that
line. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, we couldn't have worked something out.
So we want to make them feel a little bit more like VIP status by taking them to a nice hotel, rooftop bar, not Hattie B's.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
How did they win this?
So remember we did that thing Access Day about a month or so ago where it's like a contest sweeps where they had to sign up on our site and then if they got picked, they
won. Yeah,
was this.
It? We were also had like a bunch of deals from all the local markets.
Yeah, huge company thing.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so did they outbid everybody or was it a drawing?
It was a drawing and they won the drawing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And where are they coming in from? Do you know?
I got to check my notes. Hold on.
They don't live here though.
No, they can't. They flew. It's a whole thing. They flew them in.
Did we fly them in?
Yeah, it's a whole expense paid trip.
Dang.
Hey, next time we do those giveaways though, Lunchbox should just be in charge of the whole thing.
I mean, you ask somebody, would you rather go eat hot chicken, Nashville, what they're known for, or would you rather go to some random restaurant you never heard of?
Well, if you ask it like that, I bet I know what the answer would be. But if you ask it in a realistic way.
It's more of like, do you want to go to this cool rooftop restaurant and have an experience
where you
with
the eat and look at all of downtown Nashville
studio?
That sounds cool.
Or do you want to go wait for an hour and a half in line?
No, you wouldn't have to wait in line. You understand that you can call the restaurant and be like, yo, I'm bringing...
You ever called the restaurant and they let you in at Hattie B's?
I've never tried.
No, I don't.
Okay, no.
I'm not doing that
but
either.
But that's what... We have an executive producer for that.
I don't care. If they did that, I'm out. I'm not going.
Who's going?
I am.
Me.
I am.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Scuba. Hey, are we allowed to have signature sips?
I think it's all expenses paid.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you trying to get drunk at lunch?
I'm just looking.
I didn't hear Eddie. Is Eddie not going?
I'm not going.
Yeah, I can't go either.
I can't go.
I didn't know. I didn't even know it was today, but they're coming in like an hour, 15 or so.
Yeah, at 10:45.
Can I hang out? Okay, cool. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. It was weird.
I don't think it's that weird.
Because like when I have buddies come to town, they're like, "Hey, dude, we got to go to Hattie B's." I never heard them say we got to go to.
But that's because you're hosting their trip.
I have had a lot of friends come to town. I've actually never taken them to Hattie B's.
You should, Amy. It's actually pretty good.
I'm not going to wait in the line.
I've never brought anybody to Hattie B's either.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's so good.
Dude. I've only ever been once. It's good. I like it. But I'm not a big hot chicken person.
Honestly,
you know what's better is getting that. What do you do? Uber Eats or whatever. Like we do that all the time. When I have people in town, like, let's just bring it to the house.
You should Uber Eats Hattie B to that restaurant lunchbox and really give them the double dip.
I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could do it.
You do that for them.
Or you just walk over to Hattie B's, which is a block away.
And wait in line for an hour.
You don't have to wait in line, guys, if you go at the right times.
Nah, I'm
but
not going to
if you're going at
morning.
Lunch, what
but
time's
noon,
lunch? What time's
noon,
your lunch?
I see lines when I drive by
11:30.
Yeah, there'll be a line. It's like Chick-fil-A.
Not on a Tuesday.
Yes, on a Tuesday.
On
any day. On
guys,
any day
I ride my bike by there all the time.
There's no line because you ride your bike coming in the morning.
That's right.
Butt crack early. Okay. Raymundo has a warning for me, something I've been doing on my Instagram that I don't realize. Is this a safety issue?
No, not that. But I noticed when you go on trips, you do it. And then it seems like when you have people in town, you'll do it. And it'll be on your stories. But sometimes you'll also do posts. You've been doing a good job of hiding it a little bit. Food pics. I'm just warning you, you're going to become food pick guy if you do too many of them.
Oh, man.
I don't mind being food pick guy. That's not a bad thing, but okay. I don't really post food in my feed.
Yeah, I just noticed it when you went to New Hampshire, there was some...
Yeah, because it was the greatest food I ever had in my life.
So that makes sense, but I just don't want you to be labeled food pick guy.
I wouldn't mind being food pick guy if I take pictures of good food. When I grill a bunch now. I'm not great at it. I'm pretty good at it. I'm not great. I'm not Eddie.
Is that a bad thing, posting food?
That's what I'm saying. It's not half-eaten. I never post half-eaten food. It's always like right when it comes to the table. If it's interesting to look at or it's something that I've never had before, I'll take a picture of it.
Yeah. Why is it bad to be food pick guy?
It's just when somebody looks at your Instagram, I had to be careful with it. I was doing too many sunset pics, and people go, oh, you're sunset
You are sunset guy, though. You know what? We like that.
Yes.
It's like when I would see sunsets, I would think of you and come to think of it. You haven't done in a while.
I look forward to your sunsets.
I hate it that you're not as much sunset, Mr. Sunset Guy.
Yeah, man.
His apartment's lifted up, so he takes a picture of the sunset.
And even when storms come in,
you're a storm guy, too.
Ray, I go straight to your Instagram when I know the storm coming in.
That is true.
Especially if it's coming from the west side.
Correct. Yes. I know you're going to have the first view into town.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
He has the first apartment at the city line. Let us know. I wouldn't mind being food pick guy. I'm not going to be food influencer because I don't know enough about food. I think it would be fun to be a golf influencer because I was thinking to myself... Man, when I used to do maintenance on a golf course, they would never let us play. They didn't let the grunt workers play golf. And if I could somehow become and have a sort of career being something in golf, that would be hilarious in like the greatest way.
Yeah.
To be like, they wouldn't let you play on the golf course. Now they're paying you to go wear their clothes on the golf course.
Look at
you
now.
So like if you're a golf, clothes. Okay. I was thinking golf and like, does the, you know, American Golf Association hire you or something?
No, it would be like a brand.
The AGA?
Like the PGA. It'd be like a brand. It would be...
what's the P for?
PGA, Professional Golf.
What'd you call it?
American?
I'm just making something up. American Golf Association.
I trusted there was a different league called the AGA.
Never heard of it.
I didn't realize you were just throwing letters out there.
No. Like, you know, the Walnut people. Didn't they hire you once?
What?
They did.
Right. Walmart.
Pecans.
Oh, sorry. Woo, let's get that right. The pecan.
Can we get NPR on the phone? Just to sit.
Whatever. Fact-check. It was a nut. A nut. I had the wrong nut. I'm just saying there's California grapes all over, hired me for stuff at some point. So, I mean, I get it. That's why I was picturing golf. Like, they're trying to promote the overall, but you're talking about a clothing.
Yeah, brand. Well, not even clothing. Brands.
Clubs.
And clubs.
Ooh. Balls.
That would be brand. All brands.
Yeah. I mean, so you could do that.
But also, for example, like speakers that you put on golf carts. There's all kinds of market there. I just haven't really dedicated myself to it. But I think just in a twist of fate to show other kids that aren't allowed to do stuff, you later can be an influencer on that same stuff, stick it in their butt. Yeah.
Did you think about that when you were working on the golf course or you just...
No, there were no such things as an influencer, Eddie, or social media.
No, but did you ever think like, well, one day I'm going to be part of golf?
No, I thought one day I'd like to play. That was it.
Yeah.
You need to call that course and be like, hey, you got room for me now? How do you like me now? Woo-hoo!
And then
I bet you played it.
I only played it once.
You have?
Many years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a dump.
Well, yeah, because you're not working there anymore.
Maybe that's what it is.
Keeping it up.
Yeah.
You walk in, you got all your like nice golf gear on. You're like, remember me? I used to work maintenance here.
And then you can tell the dude weed eating.
You didn't let me play.
I used to be you.
Big mistake.
I go chase down a guy weed eating just to show him. Hey man, you see these clothes? I paid for. Yeah, so you know, I think that would be fun. I think that's a little goal.
You should do that.
It's just like become a golf influencer and then do it for a couple months and then quit.
That's it?
I don't want to do it for life. I just want to like do it because
why?
It's a full circle deal.
Yeah, and then just be done with it?
I mean, not like pursue it.
And then you should go for your PGA card.
No, I'm not a good golfer.
No, but that's the journey.
No, I'm not doing that because I'd never do it. I'd never make it.
You've been training for something. Maybe that's it,
dude. It's not that, trust me.
It could be.
Trust me, it's not that. So. Okay.
I
see it as long term. You see these influencers, then they start designing their own clothes, then you start designing your own. Hey, this is a golf shirt designed by influencer Bobby.
If they ever call me influencer Bobby, I quit.
Well, whatever. Bobby Bones.
Mm-hmm. But yes.
I'm just saying.
And I posted some golf content up there.
That's good.
And I was like, I don't know if people are, but I almost don't care anymore.
Who cares?
I just kind of want to prove it to little kid me. I have a lot of those issues. Went to therapy yesterday.
You talk about this to him?
Not the golf influencer thing, but how I'm just constantly trying to prove to the little kid version of me that it can be done.
What would everybody's influencer be? Like if you're a golf influencer, who?
I don't understand your question.
Well, like what kind of influencer
like that
would
makes
you be?
Sense for you? Like if you become, because we have social media followings, but at the end of the day, I don't consider us like online influencers.
Right,
we're radio
not influencers.
Personalities.
I do almost no ads.
Right.
I mean, none. I mean, it may be one a year. And I get offered ad money all the time. I just don't want to be on Instagram that, honestly. But there's nothing wrong. I just don't feel like I do a good enough job at it to make it that. So, but I'm willing to in that space. I think that would be cool because I think I can do good content, but I would only be doing it to prove, it's one of those unhealthy things to prove to myself that it could be done. And then I would just do it for a while and be like, I'm done. I'm good. I'll move on to something else. Then I'll be a yoga influencer.
Mm. Ooh.
I'm just kidding. I don't like yoga at all.
That's the next step.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy, what would you be?
I'm trying to think.
Therapy.
Yes, a mental health.
Oh, health so you're saying right now, yeah, like, not what you're trying to prove to your young self.
Well, I don't know. I guess because I don't know that my younger self, I honestly don't know that I have that, what you have, like trying to prove to my younger self something,
mm-hmm.
which I get yours. That totally makes sense. But
if now, though, you're an influencer, I would say that's whoever said that.
Lunchbox.
Okay, I could represent.
Their influencer.
Co-parenting.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a terrible word.
Yeah.
Their influencer.
Mental health. Brain influencer. But yeah, you would do that. You'd be a therapy influencer.
Your feelings influencer.
But what's my product? Therapy. Like
therapy.
But if you get clothes, what are they going to supply me with?
Better health.
Free therapy?
Medicine.
No. I'm not getting paid
shocking.
In clothes. I'm getting paid in money.
Oh.
But I would just like wear their clothes and say, I wear them.
Okay. Right. So I wear them.
Yeah, you're not getting free hours of therapy.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It seems like that's what happens. You get the free clothes.
Also, I get tons of free clothes, but I don't get paid right now.
Well,
you can do therapy, mental health, whatever that is. A lot of mental health.
Okay,
stuff. Books, so that's mine. Seminars.
Lunchbox is a cycling.
Yeah. That's
cool. Oh, how to play soccer when you're older.
Oh. That's right.
Oh my gosh, you know rec soccer.
I mean, yeah. I should get soccer gear. I mean, I don't know why we're not on that. I don't know where that.
Because I don't think there's a huge market.
Have you been to
on
the soccer
this
fields?
Show? On this show for? I mean, that's why we don't talk about golf on this show either.
Right, but this
but
is
not on the
socials,
show. This is on
only.
Social media, man.
This
but you said, I don't know how we're not on that. Who's we? Because it's only you on your social media.
That's what I'm saying, social media. Like, I mean, they see me out on the pitch.
Who's they? You keep saying
America.
What? How?
On social media.
Uh-oh.
So what?
How do they see him on golf course? Social media.
No, but you said, I don't understand how we're not in. I don't know who we is.
Me? I mean, I'm saying the people of America, like the company. Like, I don't see.
What company?
Adidas, Nike. I mean,
Umbro. So you would suggest.
Oh,
that
Nike?
They just see you on Instagram
and know that I have a following. And be like, yo, he's on the pitch. We need to get him some stuff. And boom, boom, boom. Like, I can't believe Adidas doesn't send us uniforms for my team.
Okay, Nike. I just got an email from Nike about something, and I could send it to Lunchbox because I mean, it didn't make sense for me to do it, but it is some social post thing with Nike right now.
Amy's getting Nike offers.
Well.
Yeah,
Lunchbox, let me see how many soccer pictures you have up in your last 15 pictures.
No, it's usually story.
Nobody cares about stories. stories are, again, secondary. When they buy stuff, they buy feed posts with also two added stories. Nobody cares about stories.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Well, then I'll post more of my posts.
So I'm looking at Lunchboxes Soccer 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No,
10, 11,
it's
12,
been a while.
13,
I usually
15,
do it in the, like 16, I said.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
You do it when? Listening.
Mm-mm. There's okay. No soccer within, I mean, I'm still scrolling.
Well, that's why the companies aren't seeing it.
Yeah, man.
No. That's why I was.
I mean, I'm all the way back now to October 2022. No soccer.
22.
Lunchbox.
Do you expect companies to go to your stories when they don't even go to your?
Yeah, when you tag them.
You don't have no.
Not
wait. Do you wear Nike?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you this thing. I don't know. Maybe you want.
I have a feeling
it.
He doesn't wear Nike all the time. That's why he answered it like that.
Like, yeah.
He's more like, yep, I will.
I got a Nike shirt.
Yeah. Eddie, what would you do?
I mean, I'd be a smoke master influencer, but
yeah,
grilling.
Grill, that's good.
Here's the deal with all that, though. There are so many people out there that just, like, you know, they see how you do your things and, like, oh, that's not how you do it. You need to do it this way. You need to do it that way.
Who cares? Own it.
Yeah, who cares?
Own your style.
Tell me that about the show every day.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Terrible. Show's terrible. Show's terrible. You suck. Everybody sucks. Okay, well, let's have a look at these numbers and have a look at this and now go and kiss my butt.
Maybe I should tell them that then.
Boom. Don't worry about it.
I even look at other, like, you know, grill masters or whatever on Instagram, and they get a lot of, you know, trash talk too.
But what's great about trash talk, and this is what people forget, it's still engagement.
Yeah.
And it still is what makes the posts seen. The more engagement you get, the more they share it. I love when people come after me because all it does is create some, boom, boom, you suck, I hate you. All of a sudden, it's getting lifted up because people are in the comments fighting about it.
That's crazy. To me, I get my feelings hurt and I just lay in bed for the rest of the day.
Oh.
That's okay.
You need to come on over to my therapy.
We can help each other out, Amy.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Amy, you went to that morning show boot camp?
I did.
And how did that go? We just touched on it yesterday.
It went really well. Like, I thought, I'd never been to anything like that. And I know it's been going on for a long time, and I know you've been a few times, and you've spoken on a panel before, which that's the only reason why I went, is Dennis Clark, who we work with, was like, he was like, hey, I want you on this panel. And for me, I was kind of geeking out meeting this one girl, Kristen, who I used to listen to on Bob and the Showgram.
Bert Show now?
Now she's on the Burt Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back when I lived in North Carolina, she was on the Raleigh station there with Bob, and I knew her, and then she left to go to Burt, and so she was there with Burt and their whole show there. I guess they all go together every year. Like, there was six of them there. I think he has more people on his team than that, but it's like six. They're very into it. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I thought it was good. I was there, tried to do my best to represent the show.
What'd you talk about?
Like,
what
panels.
Was your... The last time I went was a few years ago. Charlamagne and I did a thing together.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, best friends who are the same but different. And then we got up and just talked, us two. So, but that was our thing. It was like, how are we so alike and so different but still so alike?
Mm. Bob, when Bob Pittman spoke, our CEO, he mentioned both of y'all.
In what way? Like, fired next? Deserve a raise? What's up?
I forget exactly, but like sort of like power players just kind of talking about like the top.
Mm.
And it's like, that's an opportunity and that could go to, I mean, because it's not like, you know, however many years ago, that's not where you were. So it's like you've got a room full of people that who knows when they could be the next.
Hopefully a long
top.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't
well,
rush
I mean,
that.
It's not people. All. It's not. Well, this is a country.
There's
space.
A lot of different tops.
Yeah, there's all different genres. I mean, there's different things. There's a lot of talk about AI. There was a lot of. I met even some listeners. They're on radio in different markets, though. But they listened to us, and
oh,
I met
cool.
a lot of people were on in their market. So it was really just neat to be around people that do what you do all over the.
Yeah.
Country.
So when you're watching our CEO talk, what do you say about me?
Oh, we didn't come up. No, nobody else came up. Okay. No, I think Bobby Bones. I don't even think he said Bobby Bones show.
So, so I got a question. Like,
maybe he did. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, real question here. So, like, when we see him at these events, should I talk to him more? Like, should
who?
I, like,
Bob?
Yeah. like, should I like make it a point of like, hey man, I haven't talked to you in a couple years. Like,
I don't think I would say that. I don't think I would say that. I think absolutely you should say hi to people. And what I would do is if quickly he's on the go, he's a busy man, and I would just say, hey, Bob, Lunchbox, Bobby Bone Show. I would say that. I'm not saying that's because it's you. I do the same thing to anybody high up because I don't want to assume that they know who I am. And then just be like, hey, good to see you. Like, and he'll be like, oh yeah, and then just keep walking. Like, that's what I. And then if he stops and talks more, then great. But yeah, you should say hi.
But Lunchbox won't do that. He says, they're not going to remember me. What's the point of saying hi to them?
They never do until they do.
Exactly.
No, so I'm asking Eddie, because there is one I say hi to, and he's still.
It took me years to get anybody to acknowledge me in that corporate space.
Yeah.
Forever. And then what I would do is I'd be like, hey, you want to get lunch sometime? And they'd be like, yeah, sure. They live four states over. I'm like, hey, I'm in town. And then I wouldn't really be going to town, but I would just go to town to have lunch with them. Like,
wow, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Okay. So
and I was broke, and I would fly Southwest, have dinner with the Texas market, the supervisor there, and like a regional guy when they were in town. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be here at the same time you guys are having that meeting.
So crazy.
Do you guys want to have dinner? And they're like, yeah, sure. Take a Southwest flight, get over there, finish dinner, get back on a plane, fly home. Not tell anybody. Do the show the next morning. Oof, that's brutal. But it was worth it because I just would make a point to be sort of a politician, but to also have integrity and value, so not really a politician.
Yeah. How do you relate to those guys, though? Because, I mean...
They're all normal dudes.
Okay.
They were, like, look at Rod.
Normal dude.
Our boss. He is as high as you could be, just about. He's not the CEO, but he's, like, the head of all of this format, plus just straight markets that aren't even in this format, like cities. And so, but Rod was a guy. He was rocking Rod in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah.
That was, he was just on the air rocking Rod. And then when I knew... Rod was the first ever guy to come and say, hey, I think what you're doing is different and pretty good. But he was going to like hire me to do afternoons in Miami at one point. I didn't know this. And then he ended up leaving that station. I don't think I would have taken that job, but who knows? And so, but he's just a dude who moved up. And so everybody who's up high was also just a dude or a lady who once wasn't up high.
Like even Bob Pittman.
Right.
Like
was a Mississippi radio DJ.
Yeah.
And he's run Six Flags. He's run AOL. He started MTV.
Century 21. And yeah, I mean, it was interesting to hear, how he climbed up, because we just see him as at the top. Mm. But he was one of us. And then eventually he said, actually, I wasn't very good. He goes, on air, I was actually pretty horrible. And then I decided to go to the programming side. And then he was doing, like, a program director. So anyway, I just thought
I'm
it was
glad you got a lot out of that.
When
so
I
what
did
you're
see
saying
him,
is
though,
I should ask him to lunch next time I see him. Hey, man, we should grab lunch one day.
Give it a rip.
Yeah, try it. See what he says.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay.
I mean, I...
And if he says yes, take him to Hot Chicken.
That's literally what I have done, is I have said, hey, I'm going to be up there. You go to lunch in New York. Want to do whatever? Yeah, sounds great.
I think he thought you sent me to watch him.
To watch him? Like I sent...
Well, like maybe that you maybe you knew he was on like going to be doing a one-on-one, which is very rare for him to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And because when I did say hi and hug, it was again very quick, and we hug, I say hey, and he goes, oh, it's good to see Bobby represented here. And I was like, I didn't say anything, but I was like, oh, I'm here, I'm for myself, I'm on a panel.
You're like four things.
I didn't say that. No, oh. I didn't say that. I just said, oh, I loved your talk. I'm very motivated. I think I said that, and then I walked away. I'm very motivated. He was motivating, but I think he thought maybe you were like, oh, dang, I can't be there, but we should have someone go watch
That's what
Bob.
Happened.
That's
hey.
Not.
Trust me. Hey, Morgan, what's a reverse roast? Morgan's wanting to do, I was talking about the internet today where you go places and you do, like on Tuesdays, the day, only day I'll go look at the internet where it's like message boards or Facebook or the show Twitter. But Morgan wants to do what's called a reverse roast, except what is that?
Yeah, so people make these mean comments on social media and I don't think they realize that we actually see them. And so I think we should like put them on blast. So like they think they're roasting us, but we take the comment and we say their name in the comment they said. So we're like putting them out there, exposing them.
Hmm. Oh, I felt like a reverse roast would be saying something nice.
Yeah.
Oh, a reverse roast. I thought we'd look at their profile and make fun of their pictures.
Well, I wasn't going to do... No, I was just like putting... Basically putting... They think that it's so private and that it's like them behind a computer being able to say these things. If we put them out there and like, this is your name and this is what you said.
Well, Mike D had the idea of these people that troll country artists. Acting like they won something, like they would do criminals to arrest them. And they come up here, we have the country artist in the studio.
It's perfect.
It's actually pretty good.
It's perfect. Face to face.
Awkward for everybody. Yeah, we'll probably not do reverse roast, but I like the idea, but we'll probably get sued if we go on the air and start trashing somebody normal.
Well, we don't have to trash them. We just say what they said. We just basically repeat their name with what they said.
I feel like that's just giving them the platform.
I also don't want to stoop. I don't want to stoop to their level. Right. I do sometimes. I don't want to when I do. You know
you'd have to say where they're from because there's going to be a lot of Bill Jacksons from.
Oh, you just said his name.
Well, but like maybe there's their employers listening. They get held accountable. Maybe they become a better person. Mm.
Heck yeah, let them lose a job over it.
No, not like lose a job. But
that could be what happened. Okay, I appreciate the effort, but we're going to pass on that one. Raymundo says that Eddie owes him $100.
Oh, why? Why would
do you know about this?
No.
Go ahead.
So I waited an entire year. Eddie wore my Ray-Bans to the CMA Awards. It's when he had the pink eye. And so I really just wanted the COVID or whatever, the fungus that was on those glasses to die and disinfect. So I waited a whole year, rubbed them down with Clorox wipes, and then wore them to the pool. And I swear, within 2 seconds, my eye started itching. And I was just like, I can't do it. I can't ever wear these Ray-Bans again.
What?
Therein, Eddie owes me $100.
Did you voluntarily give them to him?
I believe he came and said, Ray, I need those sunglasses. I need sunglasses.
But he didn't take them. You had to give them to him.
That was very nice of me to do that.
Yeah, yeah, but you're not answering the question. Second of all, it took a year?
Well, I mean, looking at him, I would go, ugh. It's only been a week since he wore those to the CMA Awards. That was gross. His stuff was all over him during the award show. I'll wait another week, month, turns into a year. I thought it was safe, and I'm telling you, it's in my head now that he had pink eye with those.
But it's in your head.
But it also is physical because my eyes started to itch a little bit at the pool.
It could have been the Clorox you put on them right before.
Eddie.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, he's saying that the sty somehow stayed on the sunglasses for a year, and then now he has it?
Yeah, he wants you to pay for those sunglasses.
No.
That's like that, you know, just that, like, you think you itch, so you start itching. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, yeah. That's in his head. Yeah, judge is going to say no on that one, but I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, thanks, called? Ray.
Did you go to the zoo?
Yeah.
Where?
Nashville Zoo. I've been there before, but this is my second time going.
There's a dragon there now.
Is this his influencer? Is he the zoo?
Are you the zoo influencer?
No, I get drugged there, but I do enjoy it.
Why? What happened?
Well, so no, I went there this last time and it rained. It kind of sucked. And what I realized is with the kangaroos. So the first time they were all standing upright, they looked pretty tough. And I thought, man, I think these kangaroos could actually beat Bones up because you said you want to box them.
No way. Go ahead.
Dude, it starts raining out. You should see these things. They are laying on the ground. They're so feeble. They're timid, scared. You could crush a kangaroo.
Boom. I'd just find a cloudy day and challenge them.
Yeah, you can fight them in the rain.
Yeah, spit on them while I'm fighting them.
I just saw a whole different side to them. They're all together. They're all laying down. Man, they looked so weak. But they did say, watch out for the tail. Apparently, that's the strongest part of them.
Yeah, they whip you with it. I whoop a kangaroo, though.
Balance on the tail, too. They balance on the tail.
That's just Bugs Bunny.
No.
That's just that boxing one.
No, it's
Bugs
real
Bunny.
Life.
No, they do.
Yeah, but not really. Not,
really?
Not
that's even. How they kick
but,
you.
But again, okay, that's a quick kick. They don't, like, just stand on their tail.
Right.
No, they don't do tricks on their tail or anything.
Yes,
no.
That'd be cool, though. I could whoop a kangaroo. Random kangaroo, I'd whoop it.
Okay.
Now, if I get unlucky and get the 1% of those really muscular ones, that would suck. But I also could get the 1% of, like, a baby, like an infant kangaroo that I would just stomp.
Okay.
Dead kangaroo, Bobby 1, kangaroo 0.
You do it for charity.
Well,
a kangaroo
Bobby,
charity.
Bobby 1, kangaroo 0, charity 1. Okay, that's it. Let me play this real quick. This is voicemail 6. Ray, would you play Joe from Illinois?
The streak is over. Bobby Custer. I had to rewind it to make sure he
said
it. You got me. Y'all have a great day.
Do you think it's that bleep I put in the Instagram post?
I don't know.
And
yeah.
I didn't
about.
Really curse.
No, that doesn't count. No.
Curse word in Spanish.
That doesn't count.
On the post show, though, right? I said chingao.
Okay, now you said it again.
Nope.
But that's Spanish.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
Right.
But now you can't say it because you know it's a bad
what
word now.
What does that mean? Tell me.
Look it up.
I asked, and look some people say it means real bad, but some people say it's not even the super bad one. It's not even a curse word. It's when you're frustrated.
It could be used different times.
Great. I'm not using it in the bad way. I'm using it in the light frustration way.
Then you're fine.
Good. There you go. All right. We're done. Oh.
That guy got a good chuckle out of that.
I guess we didn't give a spot for a mid-roll. Scuba Steve, you just going to find a spot in that?
Yeah, we'll just find one.
Sorry about that.
Or we can take it right now.
Do it when Lunchbox is talking.
Just play it over him. Don't even pause.
Oh,
don't even pause
that
the clip.
Is what that means. Okay.
Yeah. Amy, is there a... Amy podcast out today, the fifth thing?
Yes, there's a bonus episode, the fifth thing. Cat.
There is a new Bobbycast with Thomas Rhett up today for an hour. And I saw you guys did not get to do Sore Losers yesterday. What was broken?
The room wasn't working. The board was not working. So we threw a ticket. We had to do a ticket.
Rain check?
No. What is it called? Trouble ticket. Yeah, you had to submit a trouble ticket. And they said they'd try to fix it, so...
Hopefully. Why didn't you come?
You couldn't do it anywhere else?
Why didn't you do it in that room over there?
They were working in there.
What about the office?
At my office. Everybody hops in there and does stuff. There's two microphones.
Oh, it didn't sound good. Ray was not happy with the audio.
Ray, is that true? The audio in my office wasn't good?
Circumstances beyond our control.
You guys keep punning from what the real issue is here.
Yeah.
So I don't know, so I'll just get
what
off
happened?
Of it.
Are they fighting? You guys fighting?
Trouble in paradise?
Are you guys fighting, really?
Oh, no. Oh, no. What happened?
Why would we be fighting?
Fantasy football? What happened?
What happened?
Why would we be fighting?
I don't understand what is going on.
What did Ray do?
Just wanted to wait a day.
Oh, so there was nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
Oh, so
it was
lies.
Oh, my God.
Wait a day? Did you really submit a trouble ticket?
Wait, did you make all that all a lie?
Why
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
See, I don't understand why you do this.
What? Yeah, that was next level. Did you really submit a trouble ticket?
Yes. Goodness, I don't know why you guys, I mean, you guys
where,
are...
Where do we go for that?
I mean, you guys are like, oh, you guys are fighting because this something wasn't working.
Scuba, go ahead.
I just want to know, so how would you go about doing submitting a trouble ticket?
You go online, dude.
What does that mean,
online?
Though? Yeah.
Troubleticket.com.
You got to go to Concur and hit
nope,
trouble
wrong.
Ticket.
You're wrong.
You didn't
okay.
do it.
You didn't do it. It's okay, but thank you for trying.
Okay.
Dang, you guys caught him.
Work
dang,
day.
But that was like a big lie.
I'm
like,
too trusting. And Ray was like, I'm tired. We just didn't want to do it. And I was like, oh, okay. So you guys aren't fighting, though?
Not fighting.
No fighting.
All right.
But why the delay?
You tired?
Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
Okay.
It was not
And why'd you punt it on to Ray going, he didn't want to do it, the audio wasn't good
no,
in Bobby's
in
studio.
Your room.
My room. Yeah.
Hit the echo.
What?
They do, Morgan, don't you do podcast up in there all the time?
Yeah, every weekend.
So do I
don't think it sounds bad.
I do four things in there sometimes.
Man, like that's a lie.
Are you making all this up?
No.
He's lying again.
Okay.
Mike, what do you think's happening here? In your opinion, after watching this, what do you think's happening on this show right this second?
I think they just didn't want to do it.
Got
no,
it.
They
and
don't
do you think all that,
that
he's
way.
Saying has been, is he making stuff up?
Maybe just as they went down all their options, they're like, it's not worth it. Let's not do it.
Do you think he filed a trouble ticket?
No way. He see the email confirmation.
He pushed concur, whatever that means.
Wait, did you have, maybe you had an interview cancel?
Oh my gosh, guys! I've told you.
Why are you and Ray mad at each other?
We're not mad at each other.
So who decided not to do it?
Who was willing to do it, but who didn't want to do it?
There you go. There you go.
Is someone being a sore loser?
No one was being a sore loser.
Ray, who wanted to do it? Who didn't want to do sore losers?
Well, at the last second lunch. So at first we said don't do it today. And then lunch said.
But why would you say don't do it today when you were going
to
do it?
Because I had a full plate. I had a lot to do.
Okay.
And so then he goes, hey, man, let's really do it. And I said, no, I literally have a ton of editing to do. Please leave me alone. So that's how we left it. And we didn't do it.
That was it.
So there was
no, that was it. But you said there was a trouble ticket because the studio wouldn't work.
No, first you just said the studio didn't work. Okay.
He's protecting.
But the trouble ticket was a lie. That was a big one. I would never have thought to go there. We filed a trouble ticket?
Amy, you say he's protecting, but Ray just told us it now. We didn't do it. Like, period.
I know, but as
he, when did he protect anybody, Amy?
He didn't protect anyone.
I don't know. I just feel like... I
protect my boys.
Now he's switching the narrative.
I thought Ray was like, hey, I have a full plate. I've got
Ray, what happened?
Go away. And then
he just told you what happened.
Some of the material he just wanted to weigh today.
Got it.
Oh, wait. What's,
wait.
Got it.
That's a more confusing.
Thank you.
What is happening?
Because the, like, what's the, so y'all are recording today?
Thank you, Ray, for being honest.
I mean, Ray's your buddy with like that robbed the bank with you. He's telling everything. Like, we talked about this, Ray.
Okay, we wore masks. Yes, that was us. All the lies.
No.
Dang, dude. You were protecting your boy, and then you got turned on.
You went full trouble ticket, though. Never go full trouble ticket. Never go where you can check for receipts. What's it called? Push concur.
Travel website.
Yeah, that is where we book our travel.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, expenses like, and travel.
Yeah, and I had to use that this weekend, so that's the website I could think of.
So,
yep.
Basically, you could have just said we were tired yesterday. We didn't
that's
get to it.
That's not what the reason was, though. So why would I lie about it? Why would I tell you?
Well,
you
lied about everything else. Yeah,
but why would I lie and say we were tired?
Right?
Yeah.
No, he's not. Ray just said that. Amy, stop believing that one part of the lie.
Stop it.
See, they didn't want to work yesterday.
See, Amy, that's why they paint this picture, but that's not accurate. 100% not accurate.
Like something is going on. Like somebody has a disease we don't want to talk about.
Ray,
which is fine.
Ray, tell us.
Like, did somebody have a doctor's appointment?
Ray, who's got the disease?
Not a disease.
So in the end, you just were tired and you didn't want to do it.
No, that's you can write your own narrative if that's the story
they're
you want to write.
They're not tired.
In the end, Ray was swamped and he said, "I can't do it."
So it was all you, Ray.
No, it started out as lunch. He wanted to wait a whole day for the material.
Got it.
And then in the end, I said no.
Then he came back to you and said, "Let's just go ahead and do it." But you're like, "No, I've already dedicated myself to the rest of this work."
Correct.
Got it.
Okay.
So, but why do you think he didn't want to do it?
Oh my God, we've already talked about it.
Because the material.
He didn't like the material?
No, he wanted the material to go on Bobby Bones Show first before Sore Losers.
I like that. Yeah. What was the material?
I mean, winning the jackpot. I couldn't say that. Like, if we go to the casino, part of the conversation
That was the only stuff you're talking
that
about?
That was going to be your whole pot.
No, it's not the whole thing, but that's a big part of like the experience of the
casino. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so it's like you have priorities. This show is priority.
Amy, you'd be the greatest juror if I was like...
If I
was up for like the death penalty, I need Amy on the jury.
Well, no, I'm going to believe whoever speaks last.
And I'm going to speak last because I'm the defendant.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I get what he's saying now, and it's like it's a client thing involved, so I get it.
No, I hear you.
That's why he's being all vague.
But those shows are like 45 minutes long, and there's a lot of... What?
Something else you could talk
about?
Yeah,
they just do sports.
Show. Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe... Don't believe anything. I can't believe anything. I can't walk down this. He's lied in every way. Raymundo. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Are you guys working today?
Yes. I mean, unless he wants to hold some of the material another day.
Well, we are going to the lunch. Are you going to do it after
Hey, there's
the
never
lunch?
Been a better promo for Sore Losers in the last 15
great,
minutes.
Man,
that's right. Marketing genius.
Mm. Yeah, you... So this was your whole plan?
That's right.
Just keep lying and make us chase you around?
Hey, I wear a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys say I do nothing.
Wait, we don't say that.
No one said that.
I don't say that.
Well, this bald guy next to me does.
And now he's making fun of Eddie's head.
Well, I haven't said anything. I've just been laughing at this whole thing.
Yeah. You guys are fighting. Not fighting. Told you.
Well, we had to get the truth out of you. You were lying over and over.
Yeah. My plate's full. I'm tired. I'm going to go. That's it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you being here. And we will see you tomorrow. And there's a Sore Losers today.
I don't know, is there?
Oh, TBD? There's a Thomas Rhett at my house for an hour. Amy's got a fifth thing with Amy Brown. You guys, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.